Hi, it's Beth here. Over 65, talking. I'm playing relaxing guitar music because this just happened. So, and it's episode 200, which I should be celebrating, but I'm so upset. March 8th, 2021. Okay, so I'm on Twitter, right? I'm bored. I'm on Twitter. And there's this little guy. I follow him because he's always got pictures of he and his cat. Whatever, I'm not sure how you say that. He's always in a picture with his cat. And I guess he's maybe 30 and he's a writer. And they're always like in the picture together with their heads together and everything. It's okay. I feel sorry for him, all right? So he's got no followers, neither do I, but I follow him. So every day there's a little cat picture. Everything's fine. I always do the heart thing, tweet. I don't know what that means. You know, the thing that I like you. And I'm the only one in the world. So one day he's got something besides a cat picture. And he's got this hummingbird feeder. And it's a straight on picture of a hummingbird. No flaming green neck or red feathers or anything. It's like gray, and it's pigeon, and it's just sitting there on the feeder, right, looking straight into the camera. So he writes this a little caption, and he goes, "I'm looking into the soul of this hummingbird, and I have relaxed. This is the greatest moment. I'm looking into the soul of this hummingbird, and I feel fulfilled." So I write back and I tell him, "It's not a hummingbird, it's a dwarf pigeon. It looked just like a pigeon. It was even a little overweight." So he writes me back another picture of it from the side, right? And he says, "No, it's a hummingbird. It's absolutely a hummingbird. And it's from the side." So he's got the little beak, right? And I go, no, it's a long-nosed pygmy pigeon. And all of a sudden this war starts. I think I'm joking with the guy. I think he's joking about looking in the soul of a hummingbird. I think I'm joking back that it's a pigeon. All of a sudden I'm in World War III. All these people that never knew him before are chiming in, and I'm like, can we just agree that it's unattractive? I never saw a pigeon with nothing going for it. Not one feather that's iridescent, a little something. I mean, I know I'm in Texas and everything's a little uglier here, but this pigeon was really not cutting it. So, you know, I write that, "Oh my God, it's a war zone. People are responding to this guy. He's getting followers." And actually some girl put up this picture, and it looks like an army of Huns with Attila the Hun in the front, or a Persian army or something. And she says, "Let's go to war on this." I'm like, wow, okay, let's just agree to disagree. And they're telling me how beautiful the pigeon is, and the fact that I called it pudgy set these people off. They start writing in about how many times a pigeon, you know, flaps its wings every hour, how much food it has to eat, how it could never possibly be overweight. This was an overweight hummingbird. I know what I'm looking at. And he did look like a pigeon. So the thing is, I don't know what to say anymore. I thought we were having a good time. David said I should have used an emoji of laughter. And my computer's so old, it doesn't laugh. And I got no emojis. So I didn't do that. But I'm like, could anybody? It's on a hummingbird feeder. Of course, a pigeon would break the hummingbird feeder. Could these people, these young people, just get a grip? I was kidding. So then this war shows up, right? And they were going to go to battle. And I know they're half kidding, but I can't say anything. So I go, okay, you've got an army. You win. And so this little guy who was with his cat all the time, now he's got like 100 followers that are following him because I had the nerve to make a hummingbird joke and say the word pigeon. and overweight hummingbirds. So I'm like, okay, that did it. I am now, I don't know how to be myself. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm just going to let it rip. I'm just, you know, I think it's because we're not in person. I was looking over my life and I've had funny experiences, never on the phone, never a big laugh on the phone, never anything on Zoom. Zoom is like, it kills me. And one time I had this experience, one of the greatest belly laughs of my life, which I'm just trying to laugh. I thought I might crack the guy up saying, you know, long nose pig meat pigeon. I think it sounds funny. No laughter there. So I went back in time, and one time I actually fell on a curb. It was in front of Subway, was with the kids. I inhaled my Subway sandwich, so I guess I was in a stupor or something. There was a little, you know, thing where you can get a stroller up and a wheelchair. Fell on my face, skinned both knees. I hadn't done that since I was 5. And my kids used to do it and they would cry. Like, they never cried, but they cried when they'd skin their knees. And I was like, oh, come on, let's go. I was lying there. It burns. It kills. It's sticky. It's a mess. I'm apologizing to him for all the times I didn't appreciate how painful this is. So I'm going right after this. I'm covered in blood. There's no putting a Band-Aid on this. It is a crime scene. So I go to this baseball game, mascot of baseball game. I'm in the stands. And this guy I know named Clark, didn't even know much about him. He looks at me when I'm going to get a drink or something at the concession stands. He looks at me and he goes, what happened to you? I said, well, you know, I was walking. And he goes, oh, Beth, don't tell me you were chewing gum. It's like, I fell on the ground. It's the funniest thing. It had to be in person. His face sold it. It was so funny. Don't tell me you were chewing gum. So I have laughed with people who have laughed when I've laughed. I mean, I was looking back. It's not the only time. You know, but that was a good one. Just hysteria with somebody who gets hysterical with you. And you're like, okay, we're bonding. I haven't had that in a while. I'm just not getting around. Things that used to be funny aren't funny anymore. Like maybe somebody would have said, so you skinned your knee. That's very serious. You need to put a Band-Aid on it. He didn't say that. He's just cracking me up. And I guess as soon as I'm dying to get back out in the world, and I'm dying to find out if anybody thinks anything's funny anymore. But I was so shook by this dwarf pigeon thing and pygmy pigeons and just the way to have a little laugh. Of course it was a hummingbird. Now I'm kind of scared. So, you know, I'm going to keep my mask on forever because if I step in it, at least nobody will know who I am. So anyway, we got to get our sense of humor back. Laugh. Probably the person's just trying to be funny. I mean, I shouldn't have called the hummingbird overweight. I agree that that was an awful thing for me to do, but I will do it again. It's just like, come on, just let's have some fun. So when you get out there, try to make somebody laugh. Let's see what happens. Let's start a movement. Let's get, you know, stop people. Say, have you heard this one? Tell them a joke. Nobody does it anymore. We can't be this serious. I gotta lighten things up. You gotta lighten things up with me. So, you know, and if you've ever had an experience like the hummingbird thing, email me. Let me hear it. I feel pretty alone out here in that huge mistake I made. Saying anything against hummingbirds is now a problem. So I'm just going to stay home for a couple of days, relax, pull myself back together, might even take a shower. But I'm just warning you, I don't know how stand-up comics do it, except I guess people who go to stand-up comedy, they walk in, pay the price because they want to laugh. So that's probably the best audience in the world. I mean, Twitter probably, I don't know. Twitter should be a place to go, but it's not. So I'm just going to lay low, But when I get out of here, I'm going to tell a few jokes. I'm going to be like, Jean-Luc back on the steps of the United Nations building. I'm going to crack people up if I can. I might get clubbed like a baby seal, but I'm willing to take the chance. Maybe I should go out there first, see what happens. I'll let you know. But if we can't crack jokes about hummingbirds, I think we're in a little bit of trouble. So that's all I've got. And I'll be back, but I just needed to tell you to, just don't, the word hummingbird comes up. Don't say anything, not yet. We'll try to fix it, but I can't fix it right now. So stay sane. We're almost, I've got my first shot. Maybe you're getting close to your first shot. We're going to get out of here. And when we do, we're going to lighten things up. I know it. At least we'll leave big tips in restaurants. We'll be nice, the very least, but I want to have some laughs. So take care. I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.